The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Our beloved master, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, whoever recites 50 times durood upon me daily, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. So my dear Islamic brothers, only 50 times durood-e-paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we will be able to recite only 50 times, what the reward we will get on the day of qiyamah, when our parents, our family, our wives, our children, our friends, all the people will run away from us. Inshallah, on that day of resurrection, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will give his blessed hands into our sinful hands. And inshallah, I hope that due to blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to nisbat of blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we will get shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we will inshallah enter in paradise. So make intention that inshallah we will try our best to recite at least 50 times durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. All of you are welcomed in this Fazl Ulum course. Inshallah today this class will be our introductory class. This will be an introduction about Fazl Ulum, our syllabus, and different things which we will discuss inshallah today. First of all, we must be thankful to Almighty Allah Azzawajal that He gave us chance to participate in this course, and He gave us the chance and passion, enthusiasm, jazba to become the student of Deen. Because, my dear Islamic brothers, becoming a student of Deen is not a small job. Remember, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned in a narration, Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrated this hadith in his famous collection of hadith, and Imam Muslim radiallahu ta'ala also mentioned this hadith mubarakah in his famous collection of hadith, Sahih Muslim Sharif. And this is one of very important ahadith regarding seeking ilm of deen. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah azza wa jal wills good for a person, He grants him a deep understanding of deen of Islam. So this is the blessing of Almighty Allah azza wa jal, that He gives chance to a person that he gets deep understanding, fiqh, tafakkuh, in deen of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. So my dear Islamic brothers, we must not think that we are common people to live a normal life. Eat, sleep, drink, work, and then die. We are chosen to learn knowledge of Deen-e-Islam. The reason that humans are ashraful makhlukat, humans are best of creations, is because of knowledge. The difference between us and angels is knowledge, as it is stated in the Holy Quran, where Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about the creation of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. And remember, when your Lord, your Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, said to Malaika, said to angels, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, that oh my angels, I will create khalifa, representative on earth. Then angel replied to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, would you make your khalifa or representative one who will spread mischief and who will shed blood on earth? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal said, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Oh my angels, I know that thing which you don't know. So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, after his creation, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the knowledge of the things of whole universe. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Quran. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal taught the names of all the things. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal presented, shown all the things to angels. Almighty Allah presented all the things in front of angels and asked, فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ. O my angels, tell me the names of these things, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful. Then angels replied, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. O Allah Azza wa Jal, all glories be to you. We know nothing but what you have taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. No doubt, you alone in knowledge and wise. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal said to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them the names of all these things. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam told the names of all the things to angels, then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the angels, اُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمُ. Oh my angels, now prostrate, do sajda in the court of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear Islamic brothers, mufassireen and commentators, they mention this thing, that what was the basic reason of giving order to angels to prostrate, to make sajda in the holy court of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the main reason was ilm. This ilm and knowledge was the basic difference between Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and angels. Although angels, they had worshipped Almighty Allah for millions of years, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was just created now. What was the difference, basic difference? There were a lot of other differences also, but the main difference, which is the basic difference between Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and these malaika, these angels, was ilm. So my dear Islamic brothers, we must try to learn about the knowledge of deen. This is the basic thing due to which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was given so high rank, and he got so much high rank in the holy court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Almost this hadith is narrated in every book of ahadith. All the muhaddithin, they narrated this hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. So good intention makes the difference between an action which can be considered ibadat or thawab or not. So this is the basic thing, niyyat and intention. So we will also have to learn that due to which intentions our normal routine work, if I'm eating, if I'm drinking, if I'm sleeping, if I'm going to toilet, if I'm going to take bath, if I'm going to my work, my business, if I'm going to learn so many things, what intentions I can make, and due to those intentions, how much reward I can get from Almighty Allah. So this is the basic thing. And muhaddithin kiram and commentators of ahadith-e-mubarakah, shari'een, most of them, they say that this is 1/3 part of deen. How much deen is vast? All of you understand? Muhaddithin say this is the 1/3 of deen. How much? If you divide deen into 3 parts, one part will be called the niyyat and intention. Inshallah, we will also try to learn about good intentions on different occasions, inshallah. This is now just an introduction that how we can make good intentions before doing our good deeds, as well as our mubah amal, our normal practice, the daily life actions, how we can make them ibadat. So if you will make wudu, if you will make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 intentions, whatever you have in your minds, if you will think about this, now your wudu will also be considered ibadat, not only one ibadat. If you will make 5 intentions with wudu, that I'll recite I am washing my mouth. Now, due to this, I will recite the Holy Quran. Okay, now I am get purification to get the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I am getting purification to take the name of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm washing my mouth. Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, after purification, I will recite the Holy Quran inside namaz and after namaz. I'll recite different wazaif. I'll recite Durood-e Pak. How many intentions you are making now? Due to your these intentions, your one this amal, one good deed will be considered according to your good intentions. If you made 10 good intentions, now only your this one amal of wudu will be counted as 10 good amal. So my dear Islamic brothers, if you'll carry on, if we are doing breakfast, if we are going to our office, to our college, to our school, to our workplace, if we will make good intention that I'll go there, I'll go according to the sunnah. I'll don't see around. I'll just lower my gaze and I'll try to save myself from watching na mahram. So if we will make this intention while going out from house, what will happen? Our this walking will also become an ibadat. As well as we are going to our job place, our office, our factory, our school, our college. If we will follow the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we will make good intentions, our this amal, our this deed will also be the cause of good reward from Almighty Allah. So a Muslim can earn lot of good deeds and best reward from Almighty Allah due to his small good intention. Sayyidina Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala wrote in Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif regarding good intention. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala says that if a person is going to offer salah, now just ponder and think, I am going for Zuhr salah. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala says that if Ala Hazrat wrote 40 different intentions, good niyat, to offer salah. So Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala says that if he will make 40 good intentions before offering salah, now if he's taking only one step, he's going towards masjid and he's taking one step, this one step will be considered 40 steps, and due to this one step he will get the reward of walking towards 40 good deeds. So if we will think about these different things which we do in our daily life, inshallah, our whole day will be best for us to get reward from Almighty Allah. So my dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, if from today's lesson, from today's class, from today's daraja, if we will make our mind that inshallah, I will try my best to make good intentions before each and every action, inshallah, our every coming day will be better for us according to the perspective of Sharia, inshallah. So we will also make good intentions regarding this Farz Ulum course, that inshallah I will gain knowledge in order to earn the pleasure of Almighty Allah. First intention which is written here, I will gain knowledge in order to earn the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Because we have read this thing, we have learned this thing, that the reward and sawab of good deeds depend upon intentions. So this must be our intention. Whenever we are joining any ijtima, any jalsa, any dini program, we must make intention that I am going just to seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah. As well as now, alhamdulillah, we are here. We will also learn different rulings of Sharia from Quran and Ahadith Mubarakah. So we may make intention that inshallah I will gain the blessings of Quran and Hadith. Inshallah. Make intention and say loudly, inshallah. As well as whenever name of Almighty Allah will be taken, Allah. This is the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever name of Allah Azza wa Jal will be taken, whether in this course, whether in any jalsa, in any program, in any dars, in any bayan, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will always say loudly, Azza wa Jal Jalla Jalaluhu. Is there any other word which is famous here? Azza wa Jal Jalla Jalaluhu. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever you feel easier for you, make intention that inshallah azzawajal, whenever name of Almighty Allah will be taken, I will say loudly azzawajal jalla jalaluhu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azzawajal. And whenever name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam will be taken, I will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. It is better to say sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To also send durood upon the al of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also best. So whenever name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever it will be taken, make intention that I will say loudly sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. And the names of blessed companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever will be taken, it is easier for you to say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu whenever name of any sahabi is taken. Make intention inshallah that I'll say loudly radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As well as whenever name of awliya-e kamilin will be taken, inshallah I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi or rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala. So make intention that I will practice whatever I will learn inshallah. I will teach what I learn to others inshallah. So what did I learn today? Till this time, what did we learn? About intentions. And this is also 72 Madani Inamat is one of the best ways to become the pious person of Almighty Allah, pious servant of Almighty Allah. 72 Madani Inamat is, you can say, the line of action for us. I'll write down important points. So I hope that all the Islamic brothers, they would have the diaries, notebooks and pens, inshallah, and hope that they will write the important things also. I will be present from beginning to end, each and every day, and from the beginning of the course till the end of this course. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers, we are in Fars Ulum course. Which course is this? Speak loudly. Which course is this? Fars Ulum course. Fars means obligatory. Fars means obligatory. Ulum is the plural of ilm. Okay? Knowledge about obligatory things. Knowledge about obligatory things. Knowledge about compulsory things. Knowledge about fard things. Now what happens? If I'm a Muslim, I think that I'll have to only offer 5 times salah. After 1 year, after 11 months, I'll have to fast for 1 month. If I have certain amount of wealth, I'll have to pay zakat. As well as if I have certain amount of wealth and other conditions are also there, then I'll have to perform Hajj and that's enough. What normally a Muslim thinks, this is his thinking, that I'll have only to offer 5 times salah. This is also, you can say, a big achievement in our environment. If we see what is the condition of our masajid, our mosques, our masajid are laying vacant. Only if you count the people of locality, if you'll see on the counting, if there's the locality of 1,000 and you'll search those people in masjid, in Fajr condition is very bad. In Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, you may find maybe maximum 15, 20, 30, and the masjid which you say this is Abad Masjid, full masjid, that in that masjid, you'll find 40, 50 Muslim brothers. So my dear Islamic brothers, the situation is very bad. But normally, the person, whether he offers salah or not, but he thinks and he has the faith that salah is obligatory for me. So normally a Muslim thinks that there are only few obligatory things for me. They are only faraid for me. But remember, there is very, you can say, a vast collection of farais for a Muslim. A Muslim from his birth and after getting adult, after becoming baligh, lot of things become obligatory for that person. And as the time passes and according to his conditions, so many other things will also become compulsory for him. So my dear Islamic brothers, if we will see, a person who doesn't do any business, now the masail of business, the rulings regarding business are not obligatory for that person. But the person who is now involved in business, the rulings of Sharia regarding business will be according to his condition. Whatever the nature of business he has, now according to his business nature, the masail of Sharia will be obligatory for that person. Few masail will be fard, few masail will be wajib, few masail will be sunnah for that person. But if we think about ourselves, we have been running big businesses. For you can say for decades, we have been running our businesses. Even we don't know due to which transaction my transaction become haram for me. Remember this thing. There are a lot of things, there are a lot of conditions due to which a person, although he's working very hard, from 8 to 5, from 8 to 6, from 8 to 10 till at night, he's working very hard. He's very honest. He's offering 5 times salah. But due to ignorance, due to lack of ilm, due to lack of knowledge, the person, he gets involved in such activities, although he thinks that I am honest person. But due to ignorance, due to lack of knowledge, due to lack of ilm, that person gets involved in haram transactions. So my dear Islamic brothers, we must also think that we must learn these masail of Sharia which are obligatory for us. So inshallah azawajal, in this session, in this class, inshallah azawajal, we will try to just to understand the syllabus which a person has to learn through his entire life. So inshallah azawajal, first of all, remember, these things are written in Urdu, also we'll discuss in English inshallah. First of all, imaniyat, matters of faith. Matters of faith, in this matters of faith, faith means iman. So there are lot of things which come under this heading. What faith we must have about Almighty Allah SWT. And this is a very detailed chapter. And remember this thing, before salah, before our good deeds, before our good amal, this faith is the base of iman. Without this you can say knowledge, this is the, you can say, very, very initial fard upon every Muslim. Even before salah, this thing is fard. What the aqaid and beliefs I must have about Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Can I point my finger towards sky with the intention that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is in the skies? Is it permissible or not? My dear Islamic brothers, there are a lot of teachings regarding this matter. So, what the basic beliefs and what the basic aqaid I must have regarding the oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, the divine being, divine zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, his attributes, his sifat, his characteristics, his qualities. So all these things come under this one, under only this one heading. Aqaid about Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, as well as beliefs about prophethood. So what is the base of Islam? How a person can become a true believer after having certain beliefs regarding the different prophets of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember, lot of people, they say that there are almost 124,000 Anbiya Ikram. Am I right? The people normally say, how many prophets are there? 124,000 Anbiya Ikram. So remember this thing, that telling the accurate and exact number of Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, of prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, is not possible. So Ulama Ikram says that we must keep this thing in our mind, that we mustn't say that a certain number of Anbiya Ikram are there. I have faith in all the prophets of Almighty Allah. And fixing the number of Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam is not allowed. So this is also the part of belief about prophethood, as well as belief about angels. No, now Islam also tells us in detail about the angels, whether about them, you can say the sex also. Are they male or female? Islam also tells about this. What types of duties are given to different angels? Islam also mentions this thing clearly. And what the ranks of different angels, what the ranks are given to different angels. Islam also tells about this thing in detail. So my dear Islamic brothers, these, we are just, you can say, the highlighting the main points. And if we discuss these things, this thing may take, you can say, the hundreds of hours. So this is humble request to all of you to please make your mind to study the Islamic books also. Now, what a Muslim must have beliefs about the divine throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, Arsh-e Ilahi, Arsh, and what is the situation and position of Arsh. Now, a lot of people who say that we are Muslims, and they have this aqeedah and belief that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is sitting on throne, on Arsh. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is sitting on Arsh. So remember this thing. In Hadith-e Mubarakah, this thing is strictly prohibited, that don't think about Zat of Allah Azza wa Jal, about being of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think and ponder about the attributes, about Sifat, about the qualities of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because if you will ponder and think about the qualities and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, this marifat, this knowledge, then this ilm of sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will help you to understand about the Zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's suppose sun is rising every day, it is setting every day. How day comes, how night comes, how a person gets weak, how a person gets health. Different things, if you'll see, on different creations, if you'll see, you will be able to understand that there is one Zat, there is one personality who is growing up whole this system, who is growing up every, you can say, the creation. So that Zat is Zat of Allah Azza wa Jal. That being is being of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islamic brothers, what a believer must have beliefs about the divine throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is also one of the basic aqaid, one of basic beliefs of Islam. So, as well as beliefs about heaven and hell. What type of Jannat is? How many different categories of Jannat and hell, Jahannam, are there? And which types of people will enter in Jannat and how they will enter in Jannat? What will be the situation on the day of judgment? What a aqeedah a Muslim must have regarding the day of resurrection. So all these things are clearly mentioned in this Bahari Shariat. Inshallah, you may find these things very easily. The world of graves, after demise, after passing away, beliefs about jinns. Jinnah, this is a very common thing. And normally, if you will see this science, medical science doesn't believe in jinns. Am I right or not? Medical science, there is no such theory which proves that there is the existence of jinnat. But Quran says, and Quran proves about the existence of jinnat. Whole surah in Quran Pak, its name is Suratul Jinn. So Jinnat has their existence, what the power they have, and what are the different qualities and abilities Jinnat have. So all these things are mentioned in Quran Pak, Hadith-e Mubarakah, and in Shariat-e Mutahara. My dear Islamic brothers, as well as the world of grave, what will happen after death, after the demise of a person, whether he will be taken out from his grave or not. This is the basic belief. So this is also one of the basic beliefs which differentiate between a kafir, non-believer, and believer. So which types of belief I must have regarding grave and torment and punishment of grave, this thing is also mentioned in the chapters of book, the different chapters of faith in the different books of fiqh, as well as sainthood, vilayat. What are the qualities of wali? And different, you can say, ahkam of vilayat, vilayat sughra and kubra, this is also terminology. We will try our best to learn, you can say that some important points from these different chapters of faith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu. Now second thing is worship. Worship each and everything what we do, what we offer, and what we do as a worship, it will come under it. So these are some headings. First of all, purity, purification, paki na paki. This is also very vast subject. If a person thinks that my clothes, if they get impure, now I will only put into the washing machine and just move a few times and just put it in the sunlight, let's spark. No. It won't be purified. There are certain conditions which we will discuss under this subject, inshallah. So purification is most important thing before salah. If a person's body, if a person's clothes, if a person's place where he is going to offer salah, if it is not purified, now his salah will not start at all. So this is one of most important things. As well as wudu, this is also obligatory thing. A person must complete wudu according to the ruling of Sharia. His faraid and obligatory things must be fulfilled. Then ghusl, if a person, he gets impure, he becomes napak. Now ghusl is fard upon him. Now how he can, you can say, fulfill this responsibility also. This is also a responsibility to become pak, to become pure. So to get the purification of the whole body, there are certain faraid and obligatory things which must be fulfilled. As well as conditions of salah, before starting salah, which things you must consider carefully, seriously. As well as compulsory acts. While offering salah, there are certain faraid. Those faraid you will have to fulfill. If any one of them will not exist in your salah will be broken. Your salah will be invalid. So this is also obligatory thing. As well as wajibat of salah. Wajibat is also there. You can say the three different categories. Fard, shart. Both of them are equal. Okay, there's a little bit difference between fard and shart. Shart is that thing which will be adopted or which will be fulfilled before starting of an action. Shart is that thing which must be fulfilled or which must be adopted before starting an ibadat. Let's suppose taharat, purification of your body is shart for salah. Purification of your body is shart for salah. But before starting salah, you must have to purify your body. And fard is that thing which is part of that ibadat. So sometimes if you are performing an ibadat and you did not fulfill certain responsibility, your salah will not start. And if you are performing, your salah started accordingly, but you did not consider something, certain things, according to the ruling of Sharia, now your salah will be broken. And certain things, if those things will prevail and exist in your salah will be called makruh tahrimi and you'll have to offer your salah once again after completion of this salah. So my dear Islamic brothers, there are certain rulings regarding this matter. We can learn this thing from Ahadith-e Mubarakah that once upon a time, there was a Sahabi Rasul Abu Huzaifa al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was sitting and just in front of him, Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari that a person came in front of him and he started offering salah. He performed his salah according to his knowledge. After completion of salah, Hazrat Huzaifa bin al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala, the great companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called that person and said that the way in which you were offering salah, your salah was not acceptable. And in another narration, this thing, Sunan Nasai, Imam Nasai radiallahu ta'ala narrates that that Sayyidina Huzaifa bin al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala asked him for how long you have been offering salah like this. What did he ask? For how long you have been offering salah like this? The person replied that I have been offering salah like this for 40 years. For how many years? 40 years. Then he replied, you haven't offered your salah at all for the past 40 years. And said, if you die in this state, you will not die following the religion of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, that person was offering salah as we offer. We also think that my salah is correct. Did I learn salah according to the ruling of Sharia? Do I know what are the obligatory things for salah? Do I know what are sharait of salah? Do I know what are faraid of salah? Do I know what are wajibat of salah? So my dear Islamic brothers, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says clearly in Quran that this salah, it stops you from committing sins. I have been offering salah for so long. I have been offering salah for 40 years. I have been offering salah for 20 years. But this salah does not stop me from committing sins. So what's the reason? Maybe the reason is that I am not offering salah according to the standards of Sharia. So these are those basic things which are compulsory for us. We will have to learn these things. And inshallah, if we will learn, inshallah, we will able to rectify our so many mistakes which we have been committing for so long. So make intention, inshallah, that I will try to rectify my namaz, my salah, and my all ibadat, inshallah. So my dear Islamic brothers, some makruhat, disliked acts which are not permissible, and Sharia doesn't like those acts, as well as manners of salah. How I can perform salah according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well as what is the method of missed salah? If a person misses salah and his salah get qada, now how he can offer his missed salah? Sharia also talks and Sharia also teaches us regarding this matter. So this is also obligatory for us. If I miss salah due to any reason, I was sleeping and I could not wake up for Fajr Salah. Now how I can perform my miss Salah? As well as Nawafil, optional things, fasting, Zakat, pilgrimage, Qurbani. So my dear Islamic brothers, all these things, except two, three things, all these things are obligatory for us. If I am paying Zakat, so to whom I must have to pay Zakat? Who deserves to take zakat? Islam tells about this. Also pilgrimage, hajj, how can I perform? What are the, you can say the faraid of hajj. Now the third part consists on transactions. Different types of transactions which we make normally in our daily life. If I'm selling something, if I'm buying something, if I'm making nikah, if certain types of transaction I'm making, Islam also tells about the basic rulings of these transactions. So these things are called muamla. This is also one of the major part of our life. So these are some few main headings under this heading of transaction. So muamlat. So marriage is also one of the important muamla. Islam also tells about the basic rights of women. Islam also tells about the basic rights of spouse. What the man has the right upon his wife, what the wife has rights upon his husband. So Islam also tells in detail about this thing. This is also the main topic. Divorce. If a person wants to divorce his wife, how he can divorce? Only say talaq, talaq, talaq at once. It is permissible or not? Islam also tells about this. This thing is not permissible. To give talaq at once, give three talaq at once, this is najais. This is sin. Although the talaq will be considered valid, but this thing is not permissible. Islam also tells that if a person wants to leave his wife, then Islam says, if you want to leave your wife, leave in with good manners. So this is, you can say, the beauty of Islam, that Islam teaches each and everything of a person which belongs to his life. Islam teaches each and everything to a person that you must spend your life in this way. So my dear Islamic brothers, these were basic things. If a person wants to do tarbiyat of his children, upbringing of children, Islam also tells the rule, rights of parents, ruling of Sharia regarding trade, rulings of Sharia regarding business, principles of employment, oath and compensation. Normally what happens? A person is telling to someone that I will go there and I'll do this. Wallahi, I'll do this. This is normally which we see. And we have, you can say, very deep observation regarding the South African environment. Here people, they normally take wallahi. This is oath. This is qasam. And if a person says that wallahi, I will not go there, or wallahi, I'll reach by you at 8 o'clock. Now, this thing is considered oath. A person, if he doesn't fulfill this oath, now he will be sinful and he will have to pay the compensation for this. So there are a lot of things which must be kept in mind. Inshallah, we will discuss these things in our this Farz Ulum course. May Almighty Allah will give us tawfiq to participate with full enthusiasm, with full passion and jazba, and give us tawfiq to learn about the basic faraid of deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.